living with autism, it's an interesting experience. Because when I go around telling people that I'm autistic and I have Asperger's syndrome, I tend to get both kinds of reception. I get people who are very hateful towards me and say that I have no future. They've called me various names such as worthless, dim-witted, idiotic, and all those sort of snide remarks. But fortunately, I've also had people who are very supportive and kind towards me and are accepting of my differences. And I've learned that it's those types of remarks that matter because, you know, if the only types of words that come out of people are hateful, then those people's opinions really don't matter. And I admit it, I've had trouble understanding certain social cues and signals from others. I always struggled to find out what those meant when I was growing up. When I was younger, my teachers and my classmates really didn't understand why I acted the way I did. I mean, I wasn't acting inappropriately, but I was just acting very differently. So I got tested and it turns out I was autistic. And being autistic, there are admittedly several differences. I mean, for example, I've always had a fondness for animals. I remember when I was younger that I took a field trip to the old science center with my classmates, and there was an animal expert that brought in various animals for everyone to see and interact with. Most of the kids, though, were really too scared to pet the animals because they always believed that they were dangerous and they would attack anybody on sight. But I was brave enough to get up and do so. I guess you could say I just sort of connected with the animals because I don't know. I just could understand their body language a little bit better. I guess we sort of connected, as strange as that might sound. I admit it. I am obsessive about certain things. And sometimes I don't share my interests with others in my surroundings. I've always been a fan of stereotypically geeky things. Things like Star Trek, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, comic books. All of that would be nerdy in other people's points of view. But in the right environment, you can fit right in. You know, the more I look up online about what people say about autism, the more I'm completely astounded because half of what they say isn't even remotely true. I mean, unless you know someone who is autistic, I mean, legitimately know, then why make all of these ridiculous claims about how vaccines are what cause autism and the fact that certain political figures think that people who are autistic should grow up? And all I want to say to them is like, you grow up. We're accepting of people's differences because we've had to live with those differences. So maybe you guys are the ones that need to grow up. I guess what I'm saying is, like, don't underestimate people with autism because I believe they have unlimited potential.